Welcome to Shomar Shomar and the Dav Shir Spatzel and Nishmas Ha'am Yaakov Shalom and the Abbas Yitzchok. We are holding it by Mekabe Dav Tes. In Amud Beis, you have a Mishnah. A very strange Loshan of the Mishnah. Kol Shechavti B'Shmirasoi Hichsharti Es Niskoi. Whatever I have to protect, I prepared the Nezek. Or as a Pesek of Shav Rashi, I am responsible to pay back the Nezek. Now, as already we mentioned earlier, this is a Losha Beshudas, where Tzchai says, is Losha Tani Yerushalmi. That's not the normal way to speak, not the normal way that the style of Mishnah goes. But the Mefarshim Pater Bai, as the Rabbi Yepada points out, why does it say, Kol Shechavti B'Shmirasoi, as if the Tana is speaking about himself? It's not proper, even if you know what to say, speak so clearly. But don't say the words, if I am responsible, so I need to pay for the Nezek. Say if somebody's responsible. You put him yourself inside here. Well, how do you understand this lashon? So the Rabbi Pado says, when he says these words, Kol Shechavti B'Shmirasoi, Hichsharti Es Niskoi, the one who's talking is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Kol Shechavti B'Shmirasoi, Hichsharti Es Niskoi. And says the Rabbi Pado, and he says it in his usual longer language. But what comes out for what he says is, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, so to speak, I am to blame that a person does an ezek. Because I gave him a Yetzer Hara. So I'm the one who's responsible. So Kol Shechavti B'Shmirasoi, Hichsharti Es Niskoi. I'm the one who didn't guard the human being so much, so I made him do Averis, Kivyocha, gave him a Yetzer Hara. And says the Ma'ariv Pano in the beginning of his words, so Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Am Yisrael, but don't worry. You're going to pay b'meitav haaretz. Meitav haaretz means you're going to pay with the best of the land. Meaning you're going to pay with Eretz Yisrael, with Korban Beis Hamikdash. But you're not going to be gone. You're going to stay. It's only meitav haaretz who has to pay. But the reference over here is to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one way to understand the Mishnah. That's Rambam and Pano. The Arizal in the Likutei HaShas, he says a little different. Says something which is a little complicated. It's long. It's a long piece in the Arizal. But just to mention one point from it. And he says the following idea. All the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are all connected together. Because we know that there used to be one big neshama of Adam HaRishon. And they're all connected. When a person is born, he has his own neshama. And then there are neshamas of previous generations, big tzaddikim, that belong to the same shorosh neshama. That they come here to guard and protect the people that are alive. And that's, he says, that Chazal tell you, someone who wants to do good, he gets help from where? He gets help from the neshamas of the tzaddikim that are surrounding each person. And he says, that's the word of the Mishnah. Kol Shechavti B'Shmirasoi, meaning all these neshamas of the tzaddikim, that they're responsible for the neshama down here, you have to make sure, you have to help to protect the person not to get a nezek, not to get hurt. I have to make sure he doesn't do a chet, he doesn't do a sin. And Ayin Sham, how he goes on to explain in Hemshech HaMishnah, that the idea of Hichsharti Mikset Niskoi is when you have a Gilgul Neshamas, you have two Neshamas in the body, and then it comes out to explain the Mishnah this way. All we want to come here to say is, you have a very lush Mishnah, a strange lush of the Mishnah. So, we know, we learned, it's a Tani Yerushalmi. But there is a meaning to it. There is a message that we learn from here. And the Mekubalim give us a little bit of a taste to understand, what is the Mishnah trying to tell us? Dvarim Amukim Meod. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.